From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer continued lower in June, down 2 points to a reading of 97. The barometer's index of future expectations also dropped, falling 5 points to a reading of 95, the lowest level since 2016. Producers were slightly more optimistic about current conditions. The index of current conditions rose 5 points to 99, but rising input costs and uncertainty about the future continued to weigh on farmer sentiment. Senior U.S. and Chinese officials discuss U.S. economic sanctions amid reports the White House is considering rolling back some duties imposed by the previous administration. During last week's call, China's vice premier told U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen that lifting tariffs and sanctions and the fair treatment of Chinese enterprises are areas of concern. However, the U.S. concerns, the secretary included, are the impact of Russia's war against Ukraine on the global economy and China's unfair non-market economic practices. A new United Nations report shows the number of people affected globally by hunger rose nearly 830 million in 2021. The UN report says the world is moving in the opposite direction from the Sustainable Development Goal of ending hunger, food security, and malnutrition by 2030. The report represents an increase of about 46 million since 2020, when the pandemic plunged the world's economy into a downward spiral, and 150 million more since 2019.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.